Embracing Life's Seasons, a compilation.
As humans, we all have to undergo many changes in our lives, from getting married, having kids, starting a new job or business, losing a loved one, and more, are all indicators that we are about to undergo a season of transition and change. Seasons of transition and change can be confusing, overwhelming, and just plain scary sometimes. The possibilities of what's ahead may seem endless and cause great worry when you don't know what the future holds. Although these times of transition and change may cause great worry, we must remember that our God is the one who holds our future. We serve a God who knows the beginning and the end. We must remember that our God is walking alongside us as we undergo these many changes in our lives, and is well aware of our concerns. One of the greatest ways to remind ourselves of what God has to say during these times of transition and change is reading His Word. God has left us with His Word to help give us peace during these seasons where everything around us or in us is changing. Here are some scriptures to meditate on during seasons of transition and change. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. For I hold you by your right hand, I, the Lord your God, and I say to you, don't be afraid. I am here to help you. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Crystal Monroe. Times of transformation. It is often the times of change, hardship, and transition that God uses to transform His people into His likeness, to be a people who declare His praise. A simple truth about transition is that life is one big transition as God changes us to be conformed to Christ. Much of this time of growth isn't pretty, but is filled with hard days, marked by persevering faith that God provides. And as He is with us, draws near, and changes us, He produces character and hope in Him through the Spirit. Here are some truths we can cling to as we find our hope in Jesus, in the gospel, and in God's goodness amidst the changing seasons of life. Seasons of change grow our trust in God and ability to rely on Him. This can be so hard as we wait for what's next, as we settle into a new rhythm of life, or as our lives are in a bit of upheaval. But the truth that God is fully trustworthy is one that we can cling to and rely on as He builds our trust in Him in the unknown. Knowing he is sovereignly in control can bring peace and dependence on his plan and goodness in all of life. Change is a time to actively give thanks to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who is with us every step of the way. No matter what season we're in, we can have confidence that God is present with us, cares, and can bring us his perfect peace. For that, we give him great thanks and praise. Prayer is a key to allowing God to work in these times. In all the waiting, unknown, and change, we must give each moment over to the Lord, trusting in his goodness along the way and surrendering our own plans to him. God is our complete satisfaction and fulfillment. These times bring us to our knees, reminding us that Jesus is our true satisfaction. He is all we need. It is not our home, our schedule, our comforts, or our own securities that keep us secure. It is our good Savior who is with us, loves us, cares, and fully satisfies every longing of our hearts. We have a God who is faithful. He is with us, and he is always working in every season of life to transform and redeem his creation to display his glory. Gospel in every day. Searching for the treasures. In the Bible, King Solomon described the cycle of life in Ecclesiastes 3 by seasons. Seasons of birth and of death, of planting and of harvesting, of trying and of giving up, of gaining and of losing, of grieving and of laughing. He prefaced this by declaring, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." One thing that is certain in life is that we all go through seasons, which will often require navigating change and new challenges. Some seasons of life we will look forward to and embrace with gratitude and joy. Other seasons of life may be difficult ones, with loss, tragedy, or health challenges. In every season, we know that God is with us and working in and through our circumstances for our good. There are seasons where God is at work in our lives to shape something new in our hearts. We experience seasons where blessings abound and seasons where blessings are hidden and we have to search for them. And in the process, we grow closer to him. "And I will give you treasures hidden in the darkness, secret riches. I will do this so you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, the one who calls you by name." No matter what season we're currently living in, we can search for the treasures this time holds for us, even during the trying seasons of life. Ronan Keane. Trusting the God of all seasons. "I am the Lord, there is no other. I create the light and make the darkness. I send good times and bad times. I, the Lord, am the one who does these things." Life is full of seasons. Some are bright and joyful, filled with blessings and clarity. Others feel dark and heavy, marked by pain, uncertainty, or loss. In this passage, God reminds us that he is Lord over every season, both the light and the darkness, the good times and the bad. The world offers many explanations for why things happen: chance, luck, human power. But God declares, I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no rival. No one else shapes history or holds our future. This truth anchors us when life feels unstable. God says He creates both light and darkness. Light symbolizes joy, truth, and blessing. Darkness often represents confusion, trial, or hardship. Both are realities of life, and both fall under His rule. We can take comfort that darkness never has the final word, because even in it, God is present and working. When Isaiah's words were spoken, Israel was in exile. They needed to hear that Babylon and Persia weren't in control. God was. The same is true for us. Our lives are not shaped by random chance or hostile forces, but by a God who rules with wisdom and love. Because the Lord is sovereign over every season, we can rest when life feels chaotic. We can worship with confidence, knowing His rule never changes. We can endure trials with hope, believing God brings purpose out of pain. Seasons change, but God remains the same. Whether you're walking in sunlight or shadow today, take heart. The Lord of every season holds you in His hand. Mark Cole. A purpose for every season. Life is made up of different seasons, some pleasant, others painful, some filled with joy, others with challenges. Just as nature experiences spring, summer, autumn, and winter, so also do we face various seasons in our spiritual journey. The writer of Ecclesiastes reminds us that to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. This truth calls us to recognize that God is sovereign over every moment of our lives. Whether you are in a season of abundance or lack, laughter or tears, growth or pruning, one constant must remain: our trust in God. Trusting God in every season means acknowledging His perfect timing, surrendering to His plan, and walking by faith, even when the path is unclear. We can embrace every season as a divine appointment rather than a setback, knowing that God is always working behind the scenes for our good and His glory. Samuel Aramuro.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.